to Bnei Noach, and then again at Sinai to Bnei Yisrael. The one possibility that Matan Torah was kind of establishing a new order for the Jewish people, and the other possibility that Matan Torah was establishing a new order for the whole world, and the in both cases, the mitzvahs for the Bnei Yisrael are the ones that were given at Sinai. In other words, the mitzvahs that were there before get canceled out, and you start from scratch for Bnei Yisrael. So only the ones that are nishneis b'Sinai are mitzuvim for Bnei Yisrael, and the for Bnei Noach, the if you hold that Matan Torah was a new day just for Bnei Yisrael, so then Bnei Noach remained mitzuvim as they were before with the mitzvahs that came from the time of Noach. And if you hold that Matan Torah was starting from scratch for the whole world, then the Bnei Noach would appear to have nothing once the Torah was given, because that starts a new day. So this was all an a priori discussion of what would seem to make sense. Our next step, which in theory should have been our first step, but all of this was just to better understand the Gemara, is to read the Gemara and see what Chazal actually say about this situation. So for those of you who have Gemaras, you can follow inside. Sanhedrin daf nun tesamid aleph, about two-thirds of the way down the page, we're right across from the middle of Tosus Dibur HaMaskel Af. The Gemara quotes this braisa. The Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina said, "Kol mitzvah shenemra l'vnei Noach v'nishneis b'Sinai, l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. Every mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach and then repeated at Har Sinai, l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. It's mitzvah to both Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael. L'vnei Noach v'lo nishneis b'Sinai. If it was mitzvah, if it was said to the Bnei Noach and was not repeated at Sinai, then l'Yisrael nemra v'lo l'vnei Noach." Okay, so
what?
Correct. Okay, exactly, right? That's the reason for this shiur, is the what with many exclamation points, okay? What the Gemara actually says, right, so I don't want to call it the MS, okay, right, is neither of these possibilities, okay? This is the Gemara. I'm neater than that. Gemara Sanhedrin and Tesla and Aleph says that if it was repeated at Sinai, then lezeh u'lezeh nemra. If it was nemra before, but was not in the nishneis b'Sinai, then it's l'vnei Yisrael nemra v'lo l'vnei Noach. Okay, now what's the reason for your quizzical question?
What's the b'nei Noach?
Sorry?
What's the b'nei Noach?
The Bnei Noach follow anything that was never finished in Esposina. Right? Why does this seem completely nonsensical?
Because why are we taking them out from the equation?
Why, when it's repeated at Sinai, did the Bnei Noach get taken out? Is that your question?
No, because when it's not repeated at Sinai, they do get taken out. When it's repeated at Sinai, they're included. Why if it's left out from Matan Torah, are they excluded now from the...
Okay, but why is that a question? Why does that seem to Dafka not make sense?
Because what makes you think that we're going to exclude them and not being repeated at Har Sinai? Why are we included and they're not?
Okay, but why is that problematic? Right, yeah?
Well, you would think that when we don't get a Tivoi, if it's not said again at Har Sinai, then we wouldn't be able, we wouldn't get it, and they would still have it. And not opposite.
Okay, well, I think you're basically saying the right thing. Let's try to simplify this, okay? whose life should change when the Torah was given? Who got the Torah? Right? We did, right? So, if something was said at Sinai, if whether it was said at Sinai or not, has no impact on Bnei Yisrael. If it was a mitzvah for Bnei Noach, if it was not repeated at Sinai, Bnei Yisrael still have to do it. If it was repeated at Sinai, Bnei Yisrael still have to do it. In other words, whether it was mentioned at Har Sinai to the Jews, to Bnei Yisrael, has no impact. right? Whom does it have an impact on? The Bnei Noach, who weren't even there, right? So if they had a mitzvah, Bnei Noach, they're sitting in Thailand, right? And the Bnei Israel are over there in Midbar Sinai getting the Torah. So one day they're mitzuvim in the mitzvah of Bnei Noach. But if when Hashem was talking to the Jewish people of Har Sinai, he didn't repeat it, then they don't have to do it anymore. But if he did repeat it to Bnei Israel, then the Bnei Noach do have to keep doing it, right? It's a very, very bizarre conclusion in the Gemara about how this all works. And that's why we didn't come up with this possibility when we started, because it doesn't seem to make any sense. Now, the Gemara itself goes on to question this statement of Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina. The Gemara doesn't make all that explicit what the logical problem is, but it's clear that's what the Gemara is getting at. So let's continue with the Gemara. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina. Obviously, our goal here today on Monday, we'll meet again, is to try to make sense out of this statement of the Gemara. It's a little bit complicated. On the other hand, what makes it somewhat easier is that there isn't really a machlokas here. We don't have different opinions to try to sort out. The statement of Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina is it, and we have to make sense out of it. Okay, so comments are shenemra l'vneinoach v'nishneis b'sinai l'zeh l'zeh nemra l'vneinoach v'lo l'nishneis b'sinai l'yisrael nemra v'lo l'vneinoach v'anu ein lanu ela gid hanashe v'alibad Rabbi Yehuda. And he, Rabbi Yossi Bichanina, concludes his statement. Actually, that's not Rabbi Yossi Bichanina. That's the Gemara commenting on the Braisa. It says, now, where do we have an example of something which was nemra l'vneinoach v'lo l'nishneis b'sinai? That was said to Bnei Noach and wasn't repeated at Har Sinai. So if you go through the list of Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, right, murder, right? So that was repeated. It says in Parshas Noach, Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Damo Yishofech, and then at Har Sinai it said Lo Sirtzach, right? So then it says you shouldn't steal, and it says and so on and so forth. So the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, generally speaking, Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, as a rule, are in fact Nishneis B'Sinai, which is precisely why they are the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, right? That's exactly what's going on here. The reason why, now that the Torah has been given, those are the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach is because they were Nishneis B'Sinai. And as we see here, it's only if it's Nishneis B'Sinai that Bnei Noach are Mitzuvim. So that's why, bottom line is, those are the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Where is there an example of something that was given before Har Sinai but was not repeated? So the Gemara here says, we only have one example. That example is Gid Hanasha Libud Rabbi Yehuda, right? So that's what we introduced yesterday, was the Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda Chacham in the Mishnah and Chulin, whether Gid Hanasha, which wasn't really given to all of the Bnei Noach, right, but it was given just to Yaakov and his sons, which makes this a little bit confusing because we're talking about the same group of people here, the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Noach here are the same people. It's just the question is, did the Koach of that Tzivui come from Har Sinai, or did the Koach of that Tzivui come from before? And the Gemina is, if you remember our discussion yesterday, whether it applies to Behema Tmeya or not. So there is a Nafgamina as to whether this is viewed as a mitzvah Bnei Noach for Bnei Yaakov or as a mitzvah from Har Sinai. Okay? So the one example he has is according to Rabbi Yehuda that Tzivui of Gid Hanasha was given to Yaakov Avinu and wasn't repeated at Har Sinai. So that's an example of something which is Nemra V'lo Nishneis, which means, which means, one second, right? So if it was Nemra to Bnei Noach, but Velo Nishneis B'Sinai, which is this case of Yid Hanasha, then the presumption is that mitzvah continues for Bnei Yisrael only. Okay. And that's true for Yid Hanasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So that's the end of the state. Now the Gemara goes on, as we did, to question this whole system. Okay, well, we might come back to Gita Nasha later. That's an extra confusion, but we're looking mainly at the basic principle here. Amar Mar, so the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the first part of the Braisa. Kol mitzvah shenemra l'vnei Noach v'nishneis pesinai l'zeh l'zeh nemra. Any mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach and was repeated applies to both Jews and non-Jews. So the Gemara asks, Adarabba, right? It should be the opposite. The opposite makes sense. Midenishneis besinai liYisrael nemra v'lolznei Noach. Right? If you wanted it to apply to everybody, then why repeat it at Sinai? Just leave it as it is. The fact that it was repeated at Sinai, if anything, would seem to imply that it's only for Bnei Yisrael. So why are you saying the opposite? So the Gemara answers with doesn't give a logic answer. The Gemara gives a factual answer. Midisni avodas kochavim besinai. The Gemara says, I can prove to you that there is something which is Nishneis B'Sinai and which applies to non-Jews. And that's Avodah Zarah. We know that it's clear from elsewhere in Tanakh that Bnei Noach are also expected to not be Oved Avodah Zarah. That's one of the Shemites of Bnei Noach.
Where elsewhere in the Tanakh?
Where is it obvious that they are simply the fact of the one example, right, is the fact of Kibush Haaretz and the Amim min Eretz Yisrael being subject to that kibush. I wonder if Rashi gives a more specific example.
That's not prior to Arsina.
Well, it doesn't. The Gemara. So what are you trying to argue that Avodah Zarah was never said to Bnei Noach? It was only said at Sinai, and yet it's only applies to Nachrim. No, that's pretty. It's clear. I mean, you only have to read the first parak of Bereishis to see that Bnei Noach were expected to believe in God, right? So I mean, the Gan Eden is enough of a story. That it's clear that there was an expectation of Bnei Noach to not be able to go to Zara. Okay, somebody had a hand up over here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand why it's such a big question. We said that we can see from here that nothing changed in Sinai from Bnei Israel, but like the biggest thing that changed from Bnei Israel to our Sinai is that we got all these new mitzvahs. Like, we don't have this in the Shar. Like the new things that are just said for the first time at Sinai.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, of course there are other things. The point here isn't to say that Har Sinai didn't do anything.
No,
the point is that why would this mitzvah be repeated or not repeated at Har Sinai? The issue isn't what's the global impact of Har Sinai. You're right, of course, that there are 605 other mitzvahs. I can do that math right. There are 606 other mitzvahs that. That apply to Bnei Yisrael that are brand new. But the question is, with regard to these mitzvos, why were they mentioned at Har Sinai?
They're mentioned to say that Bnei Yisrael is self-Jew.
Well, no, Bnei Yisrael have to do them anyway, even if they're not mentioned, according to this system. Because if they're Nemer Velo Nishneis, they still have to do it.
No, because by saying they're not mentioned, that's saying that nothing's changed.
Yeah, so then why mention
it? By saying it mentioned, I'm just saying that something changed, that Bnei Yisrael still has to do it. By saying something at Har Sinai, that saying something applies specifically to Jews. Just like the new...
No, but it does, but that's not what it says. If it's repeated at Sinai, then it's not only for Jews.
Right.
It's the opposite. Right? That's exactly why this doesn't make any sense.
Right, fine.
Okay?
So I think they should be switched.
Okay, fine.
Actually, I'm saying, Bnei Noach could still be changed, and Bnei Yisrael would stay the same, but... Bnei Noach should be Enam Mitzuyim if it's repeated.
Okay, that could have made sense, except that if that's the... Well, okay, maybe that was... Maybe it was... It's possible, I mean, it would be a little bit of a stretch, but it's possible to have introduced a third possibility that seemed reasonable that still wasn't this one. Okay, maybe. Fine. Okay, so what the Gemara says here is that I can prove to you that something which was Nemra Vinishneis B'Sinai applies to Nachrim, applies to non-Jews, because I have an example of Avodah Zarah. Now, that doesn't answer the question of why that makes any sense. It's just proving that it's a fact. So the Gemara considers it just simply a starting point, an incontrovertible fact, that something which was Nem Rav Nishneis applies to Nachrim, applies to non-Jews. Okay, so the first box the Gemara considers just forced upon us by the facts that has to be the case. That's the first half. What about the second box, the second half? So that's the next line of the Gemara. Livnei Noach v'lo nishneis b'Sinai v'Yisrael nemar v'lo livnei Noach. If it was said to Bnei Noach and then not repeated at Har Sinai, then it applies to Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. Adaraba, the Gemara says, once again, the opposite should make sense. Midlo nishneis b'Sinai livnei Noach nemar v'lo Yisrael. Right, go ask anybody on the street. If something was said to Bnei Noach, right, but not said to Bnei Yisrael, so what makes the most sense? That Bnei Noach have to do it and Bnei Yisrael don't, right? So it should be the opposite. The second box should be the opposite. Bnei Noach should be Mitzuvim. Bnei Yisrael should not be Mitzuvim if it was given only to Bnei Noach and not again at Har Sinai. So the Gemara answers, Leka midam de li Yisrael shari ulo oved kochavim aser. The Gemara says, just because it's a pure svara, the Gemara said it's just simply logically or otherwise unacceptable, the notion that there's something that Jews are allowed to do and Goyim are not allowed to do. That just doesn't make sense. We have a bigger Torah than they do, so to speak, right? Hashem didn't come to Har Sinai to take away mitzvahs from us and to have mitzvahs that Nachrim have and we don't. No, the Jewish people are supposed to have more mitzvahs than the Kedushas Yisrael means something. It means that we have more restrictions than the Nachrim do, and not fewer. Yeah.
Okay, that's logically sound. So why would you give that? Why would you say? Why would the Gemara say that Bnei Yisrael are mitzvahim and Bnei Noach are not? Why don't you just say that they're both mitzvahim?
Okay, you're right. This doesn't provide us with a kind of global svara to understand the whole system. You're right, 100%. I think the beginning of the answer to your question is that, well, then once again, why were some things nishneis and some things not? Then everything's just, then the nishneis has no impact, because that's what the case is when it is nishneis. They're both mitzuvim. So you're trying to say that if it was not nishneis, they should be both mitzuvim, right? So then then it's all the same. So then why be nishneis? Why repeat it? Not repeating and repeating ends up the same. So the Gemara is presuming that there has to be a difference. The fact that Hashem said it again in Har Sinai has to be meaningful. It has to have been said for a reason. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, because maybe you would have thought that since it's not repeated at Har Sinai, we said this yesterday, since it's not repeated at Har Sinai, I would have thought that I'm not required to do it. Even though logically...
No, but we do require you to do it when it's not repeated at Har Sinai.
But if it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai, I would.
No, yeah. It's not that all of them are repeated. Some things are repeated and some things are not. And Allah is actually different in the two cases. So if that's your, right? So and the din is in the case where it's not repeated, that we still have to do it. So that means we don't think that if it's not repeated, we don't have to do it. We think that if it's not repeated, we do have to do it. Right? Okay? It's not a havamina and a maskana. They're both true. It's two different cases. Okay? Yeah.
I mean, this is just my own reasoning, but I would think that
that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I would think that no difference between nishneid and not nishneid is better than this kind of difference. This is even worse. This is
okay. So what you're saying is this Gemara makes so little sense that I'd rather have something else that didn't make sense because this is even worse.
You can just give an answer that okay. Nishneid was for emphasis or something like that.
All right. So the point is we shouldn't, don't give up so easily. Don't surrender, right? We'll try to come up with a svara, right? Our goal here is, right, what we're doing here is, I mean, despite what I did yesterday by putting up these conceptual possibilities on the board, right, what we're doing here is not, what we're interested in here is not learning the workings of the mind of Gedalia Berger, right? We're here interested in learning the Dvar Hashem, right? So what we care about is what the Gemara said. We need to understand it. So we have some svara that, okay, so it's hard for us to understand it. Let's try to understand it, right? Okay, it's not a... we can say all day that we'd prefer something else, but that's not what our Chazal taught us. So this is what we have to understand. Okay, somebody had a question? No? Okay. All right. So the So what the Gemara here does, just to sort of realize kind of what the methodology here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, this doesn't make any sense. Why is it true? Because it has to be true, because we have the fact of Avodah Zarah that proves it. Okay? And then so the Gemara says, this doesn't make any sense. Why is it true? Because the other way doesn't make any sense. Right? Right? But why does this make sense? So what the Gemara does is it explains this by itself, and it explains this by itself, but it never explains how the coexistence of the two things together makes any sense, right? So each one, if you ignore the other one, it has a certain internal logic, right? But putting it all together, the Gemara never tries to explain how that makes any sense, and especially as we pointed out before, how we then understand Matan Torah for the purposes of these mitzvahs. How is Matan Torah only telling the Goyim something and not telling the Jews something about these mitzvahs, right? Okay. Decide whether to go to do the next part of the Gemara or if that's going to just take up too much time. I think I'm going to skip that. The Gemara has analyses of how this all works with Bris Mila and with Pru Revu, right? As we have these examples of things which seem to be Nemra Vinishnes, especially Bris Mila, right? So I give you this psukim. Bris Mila is mentioned to Avram Avinu, right? And Bris Mila is also mentioned in Parshas Tazria, Yomash Mini Molbasar Alasel. So that's Nemra Vinishnes. So why don't Bnei Noach have to do Bris Mila, right? So you'll tell me it was never given to Noach, it was just given to Avraham, right? So in Achinami, so maybe all the descendants of Avraham should have to do Bris Mila, as was commanded to Avraham at the time. So the Avraham gave Bris Mila to Yishmael, not just to Yitzchak, right? So then why didn't all the Bnei Yishmael should be Mitzuvim in Bris Mila? Because it was Nemra Vinishnes. And so there are actually two answers in the Gemara. One which says that it wasn't really Nishnes, so that's an explanation of what that Paskan Tazri is. Another explanation that basically says in Achinami that although there are specifically mudim to exclude Bnei Yishmael from Bris Mila and to exclude Bnei Esav from Bris Mila, the Bnei Keturah, remember Avraham later in his life married a woman named Keturah and had five more sons, the Torah records. The Gemara's conclusion, according to one Teretz, is that in Achinami, the descendants of Keturah are Chayavim in Bris Mila, because that's a case of Nemra Vinishnes Pesina. But Pru Revu remains, the Gemara's understanding, is a case of Nemra Velo Nishnes, and that's why Bnei Yisrael are Mitzuvim in Pru Revu and Nachrim are not. Okay. So we're left now so we're not going to do that Gemara in detail. But so we're left now with this big challenge of how to understand this system, of the introduction of the reintroduction of the mitzvah at Har Sinai, taking it away from the Nachrim. Okay, so what I'd like to do is learn a little Rambam, and we're going to try to understand the Rambam, and through our efforts to understand the Rambam, we're also going to try to come back and understand this Gemara. So we have three Rambams that we need to work out. Okay, the first is the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos. The Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos and that Mishnah and Chulin and the Machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim about Gid HaNasha. So the Rambam says the following. First he says, we paskin like Chachamim. So we paskin that the mitzvah of Gid HaNasha was not given to Yaakov, it was B'Sinai Nemra, and it was just mentioned in the Torah in the context of the story of Yaakov, but really it was given later. And then he says the following: V'sim libcha lechlal hagadol hazeh hamuva b'mishnah zo. Pay attention to this very important klal that's in this mishnah. V'hu amaram misinai nesar, and that's the statement in the mishnah that it was nesar at Sinai. Shatatzarech ladas, you have to know. Shekol mash she'anu nizharim mimenu o osim oso hayom. Everything that we are warned against, the mitzvah lo'os aseh, and everything that we do today, the mitzvah aseh, ein anu osim zos elo mipnei tzivui Hashem al yedei Moshe. Everything that we do is because we were commanded through Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo mipnei she'Hashem tzivu b'chach le'neviim shekdomuhu. Not because Hashem commanded them to the neviim that preceded Moshe. Dugma l'chach, he says, for example, ein anu ochlim ever menachai. We don't eat ever menachai. Why? Lo mipnei she'Hashem asra al b'nei Noach ever menachai. Not because Hashem asra to the b'nei Noach. Elam p'nei Moshe asra aleinu ever menachai v'mash nistav v'b'sinai. Only because Moshe told us, commanded us to not eat ever menachai. V'chein ein anu malim b'glal she'Avram mal es atzma. We don't do bris milah because Avraham did bris milah. Elam p'nei she'Hashem tzivanu, because Hashem commanded us to do bris milah just like Avraham did. V'chein gid hanasha, and so the gid hanasha, we don't not eat it because of Yaakov Avinu. We don't eat it because of the tzivui of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he mentions the famous brisa at the end of Maseches Makos that says that's the source of the notion of Taryag Mitzvos. That Taryag Mitzvos, the Mishnah says, the brisa says Nemru Lo LaMoshe B'Sinai. Right, that's where the Taryag Mitzvos come from, not from before. Okay, so the Rambam is very emphatic that in principle everything has to come from Sinai. Now this is already a problem, right? Based on what we have on the blackboard.
Okay, let's in fact just keep things a little more less confusing. So let's erase this. Right, this is interpreted. Right, the din is this.
There's no separation.
I'm sorry.
Everything's initially going to the Rambam. Because if he holds like a common and the only example of Nemru Malinishne is Gid HaNasha, he doesn't even hold like.
Oh, okay. But, here, 1 second. So that question is the result of the fact that I decided not to go through the rest of the Gemara carefully. Okay, so if the Gemara, as I mentioned, does say that there are other examples, right? The other example that certainly ends up being true of the Maskana is Peruvu. And so then you're asking the question, well, then didn't the Brisa say there's only one example? So the Gemara asked that question too, and the Gemara says, well, it didn't really mean it. I mean, you can look in the Gemara to see how it gets to that, okay? But that's a good point. The problem is that the Rambam is so emphatic that that everything has to come from Moshe. But didn't the Gemara say that not everything has to come from Moshe? That something which was said before but not repeated, we are mitzuvim, right? So that seems to be against the Rambam. Okay, so but let's look at a couple of other Rambams first to round out the picture. And I think what we'll do here is we'll round out the picture, we'll set up the question. And then next time we will get to the resolution. Okay, let's actually do first the Rambam in Chos Malachim, which is in the context of Shev Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Says the Rambam, The Rambam says, "Al shisha dvarim nistav Adam Harishon." Adam Harishon was commanded with regard to six things, six mitzvos. Sorry, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The six mitzvahs that were given on Rishon, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shvichas Dam, Gilui Arayos, Gezel Dinim, Afal Pi Shekulam Kabbalah Hin Biyadenu Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, even though all of those mitzvahs we have a Kabbalah from Moshe for, the Hadas No Tilahen, and they're also logical and reasonable mitzvahs, Michal Divrei HaTorah Yiroa Shal Eila Nistava, it seems from the reading the Psukim that they were commanded with regard to these things. And Hosifu LeNoach Evir Menachai, and Noach it was added Evir Menachai, and Nimtzu Sheva Mitzvos. You end up with seven. V'chein Haya Hadavar B'chol HaOlam Ad Avraham, and that was the situation in the world until Avram Avinu came. Nitztave Yeser Al Elu B'Mila, Avram was commanded with regard to the mitzvah of Bris Mila. V'hu Hispalal Shachris, right, and he also Daven Shachris. That's the other Gemara that the Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that the Avos instituted the Tfilos. But he got Mila. The Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser, V'hosif Tfila Acheres Lefnos Hayom. And Yitzchak was Mafrish Meiser, and Davin Mincha. The Yaakov Hosif Gid Hanasha, V'hispal Arvis. And Yaakov had Gid Hanasha, and then Davin Meir. Uv Mitzrayim Nitztava Amram B'mitzvos Yiseros. And Amram was Nitztava further mitzvos. Okay, there's another medrash the Rambam is drawing on. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu V'nishlam Torah Al Yado. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, and the Torah was completed by him, was completed through him. Just one second. Let's see one more thing here. Now that formulation in the Rambam is odd, given what he says in the Parash of Mishnayos, right? He says everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But here he presents this different kind of story where the Torah was kind of growing over time, right? No, because it started with a little bit at a time, and then Moshe came and it got finished. He added the rest. Okay, yeah.
Can you just say that Moshe received the whole Torah?
Yeah, I mean it's not it's almost like a. You know, it's almost like an agadata in the Rambam, right? In other words, you could argue very simply that you know that's what happened, but it doesn't mean that Moshe didn't also repeat the previous ones just to make sure they were in force. Okay, so it is an interesting expression, nishlam Torah al yado. And then one more Rambam, and this is the last thing we'll do. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. That Gid like Chachamim, the Gid Hanasha applies to only behemos tahoros, only to kosher animals. Paskening like Chachamim. So you'll notice that this just buttresses something we said yesterday, that Yaakov Rambam paskins like Chachamim, meaning that the Gid Hanasha was not Nemar to Yaakov, it was only Nemar Basina. But in Hilchos Malachim, we just read, the Rambam said that Yaakov was Nohe Gid Hanasha, right? And then Batorah and Moshe Vinishlam Torah Al Yado. So why was Yaakov not eating the Gid Hanasha when it wasn't when he passed like a chum and it wasn't Nesar until Har Sinai? So what's the answer? We said this yesterday. That Yaakov was Noheg that way. It doesn't mean that he necessarily that he was Mitsuva. It just means that's what he was Noheg. Mitsuva later. It's a little strange though, because the Rambam seems to equate the Gid Hanasha with the Bris Mila and with the Bris Mila, which does seem to have been a real mitzvah. Second, right, Yaakov. Yaakov, Yosef, Ger Anoshe. Okay, doesn't make sense. Okay, that's just a small point. Okay, so that rounds out this picture of the Rambam, and we need, however, to figure out, according to the Rambam, why what about this Gemara that Nemra v'lo nishneis b'Sinai is a binding on Bnei Yisrael. When he says that he says as a matter of very firm principle that that's not true. It has to have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so Emir Tzashem, on Monday we will complete this discussion. I don't know how many of you are spending some time preparing for these shiurim. That's perfectly fine with me, one way or the other. If you are, and you might not have been able to find the Mizrahi that's on the Mar Makomos because it's not an hour based measure. So I made copies of it. It's right here. If anybody is planning to do it, you can pick it up on your way out. All right. Have a good Shabbos. See you.